Ambassador Philip Jada Natana spoke to South Sudan in Focus during VOA's special coverage of the Pope's visit to Juba on Saturday and emphasized the importance of the papal visit.
The message is really very clear, even from the Pope, that this is a pilgrimage of a reconciliation. And I think the Pontiff is only doing his work as the leader of the Catholic Church to go and visit and look at his Christians, look at his denomination of Christians in South Sudan. And I think he's just fulfilling his visit. But it comes at a time that people in South Sudan are hopeful, and they think that they need more prayers to have peace in South Sudan.
Deputy Director of Policy at the Center, Brian Adeba, who was also a guest on the Saturday program, agreed the Pope's visit was historic. But he said the hope for lasting peace can only be fulfilled if the leaders address a number of problems in South Sudan.
The importance of this visit is encapsulated in the hope that it will bring some sort of change to the problems that the people of South Sudan are experiencing. But we see in the Pope's speech, actually, an allusion to these problems. He's saying that, you know, there are outstanding issues on human rights, on corruption, on good governance that need to be taken care of.
Adeba says the international community should pressure South Sudan's leaders to complete the implementation of the 2018 peace agreement.
The international community should double down on the leaders of South Sudan to work hard on implementing the rest of the sections of the peace agreement that are actually untouched right now. If you listen to the Pope's speech, there was one poignant piece on corruption. And if you look at the peace agreement right now, the chapter that is supposed to deal with rolling back the egregious corruption that is happening in the country, that chapter has not been touched yet. And then there's the chapter on peace and reconciliation, transitional justice.
The South Sudan government recently wrote a letter requesting support from the United Nations mission in South Sudan to help with holding elections at the end of the current transitional period. Ambassador Jada says that's how South Sudan's international partners can best help the young nation.
We know that the United Nations and the international community have got actual experience in conducting elections. So as you know, election is not an event, but it's a process that needed to be started, you know, a little bit earlier. So when the government of South Sudan asks for the help of the United Nations, it's not only about asking really for money, but I think there are technical know-hows. You know, they need support in trying to set up the proper channels on how you can conduct a credible election.
Jada said the Pope's message of peace and reconciliation was well received and noted by South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and his government. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.